celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane's certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Just a thought for you. A challenge to some. The Lord spoke to me either Friday or Saturday. I'm not sure which day it was, but he spoke to me and said, you know, I want to tell you where some of the saints' health lies. My ears popped. Okay. Now, for some of you, not all, but for some, your health, I mean, real, I'll say optimum health, lies the other side of exercise.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen.
Couch potatoes.
Amen, amen.
Now, you didn't expect that, did you? You wanted something real spiritual. Where's it at? In the scriptures. No, it's at LA Fitness. It's at Planet Fitness. It's getting you a stick walking the street. It's putting them running shoes on that you got for Christmas that you never wore. No, seriously, the Lord spoke that to me. People want it, but think about, okay, wanting it, and like Nike says, just doing it.
Amen, amen, amen.
And the key with it is not doing it once.
Amen, amen.
But he said, exercise, I did. It's persistence.
Amen.
You want an upgraded life, better health?
Yes, sir.
Start living better.
Amen.
Make it part of your daily regimen. Eliminate some of the other stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Change your diet. Uh-oh. Come on, this is Bible. Change your diet. Come on, see the tendency is to think about these things but never do it. Thinking about it and giving mental consent ain't it.
Amen.
You right, preacher? You go home feeling good. Don't do nothing. tell me I'm telling the truth. That's a spirit that we face. See, it's not the hearers of the word that are justified.
Amen.
Because we feel better hearing it. Yeah, I can upgrade, I can do it, and then we go home and don't do nothing.
Amen, amen, amen.
It's being consistent. Yeah, and guess what? You can break through. I gave you that verse of scripture last week, Psalm 103, verse 3. God will heal us of all of our diseases. But it's not just presto changeo. If you will put forth an effort, you can't heal yourself. He will heal, but your body is an amazing organism. It doesn't matter what age you are, and everybody can't do the same. But there's something you can do.
Amen.
Your thumb is real strong from the remote. Strongest part of your body, your thumb. Put that remote down.
Amen.
Put on that sweatsuit you ain't never worn. Seriously, the Lord spoke that into my spirit. Many, I have promised them, I will heal them of disease. See, once you start working, listen, once you start doing something, it may be difficult at first, but once you start, you activate something.
Amen.
And if you stay with it, faith starts coming. Amen. After a while, you get on the other side of it. You say, the devil is alive. By his stripes, I am healed. Amen. Now you're out there every day, and before you know it, you... And tell somebody, then don't go back. Sometimes you have to change your regimen. Stop eating all that greasy stuff. Just before bed. Got it on the side of your bed. just in case I wake up. Give me a little snack. It takes a discipline. Help me, Holy Ghost. Some of y'all ain't gonna like me after today, but I'm trying to help you. We need your gift. We need you around. We need you for a long time. We need long. God promised us longevity. He said he'll preserve us. Everybody don't do the same thing. Some of the younger ones do a lot. Some of the older, there's not a whole lot, but there's something you can do to activate your faith and cause your body to begin to align with God's word. Yes, you can. Amen. Amen. So that's off my chest. What I do? Something wrong. Hey, the way she's looking at me, I was about to turn around. I thought, oh, no. Thank you, Pastor. Anything else? Amen. You scared me. I thought, oh, no, what's going on here? Thank you so much. We're continuing our series on As a Man Speak. I've entitled this morning, Not Just Talk. Amen. In relation to what comes out of your mouth, it's not just talk. And you need to understand that.
Amen.
You need to understand. What people have thought is that words are just noise. Oftentimes people are careless with words. Amen. Or they thought they're just sounds. Just stuff we hear with our natural ears. But words are spirit.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Words are spirit, and they can go down into the belly.
Amen. Amen.
Which is the spirit, spirit to spirit. Belly has to do with the heart.
Amen. Amen.
Words live in the heart, and you keep hearing those words. Huh? You keep hearing those words. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. Proverbs 20, verse 27. Let me see here. Sorry, where are we at? Come on here, 27. Okay. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. The spirit of man. So word is spirit. Jesus said it this way, my word is spirit. And it's life. Amen. So it's not, when you speak, when you're saying things, it's not just talk.
Amen. Amen.
Proverbs 18. Verse number 8. The words of a talebearer are as wombs, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly or the spirit. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, gossipers, backbiters, liars, deceivers, people that carry news. You know, bad news travels fast.
Amen.
Verse number 20. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. A man's belly shall be satisfied. Shall be satisfied. I'm not talking about the stomach, but his belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips shall he be filled. When you speak words, you give life to them. Whether life or death, you give life to them. Proverbs 18:21 simply says, in the power of the tongue is both life and death. Is that correct?
Yes.
They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. In the power of the tongue is life and death. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Words are spirit. Say that with me. Words
are spirit.
And they're going out or released to do things. I was so blessed. I won't say the name, but someone came to me and said that, you know, this series on words have encouraged them to be more mindful of words coming out of their mouth, which it's a discipline that we must conquer. You can't defeat or control. You can't tame the tongue. You can't tame it. You got to control it. You can train wild animals. Can't train the tongue. Words are spirit. In Job chapter 38, verse 33, and we're building up towards something. Job chapter 38. The book of Job. Where you at, Job? Chapter 38. God says something here in verse 33. Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Can you set the dominion thereof in the earth? In modern day lingo, God is saying, do you know the laws of the universe? He said to Job, and how the heavens influence the earth. Job, do you know the laws of the universe and how the heavens influence the earth? Do you know spiritual law and how spiritual law affects natural law?
Amen.
Let me ask that question again. Do you know how spiritual law affects natural law? Spiritual law affects natural law. Of course, we know, as Proverbs says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Sometimes, like our body, we need to focus on certain things to, you know, deal with certain things, to bring certain things into subjection, or if it's like cardio or, you know, whatever it may be, you know, you work toward that to improve on that. Well, likewise with the tongue. Listen, some of us need a deliverance from the tongue. And I don't mean that you curse or lie or cheat. You just talk so dumb.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh